The Grapevine of B2B, How Word of Mouth Actually Works. Word of mouth is one of the oldest forms of marketing there is. It's also the most effective. But in today's world, when customers are other companies, what's it really worth? And how are B2B businesses making the most of it? I still remember the first time I saw Trello. It was a few years ago, working at a dynamic, fast-growing startup in Austin, Texas. A coworker showed me her Trello board for managing an overhaul of our new employee onboarding, just one random day during a one-off meeting. And I was interested to check it out, but we really needed to move on to the topic at hand. So she sent me an email invitation and a couple clicks, and we moved on. A few days later, when I got around to signing up, I created my own Trello board, and I was hooked. What a relief from the mess of handwritten to-do lists and cluttered GCal deadlines. I used it to track everything that I was accountable for, and I showed it to the founder in our weekly one-on-one meeting. Right there, I added him to my Trello board via email, also just in a couple clicks. And from then on, Trello boards served as guides for everyone's check-ins with him. And within weeks of that, our entire 50-person team was using Trello to manage various projects, with some smaller groups even upgrading to a premium plan. Such is the power of word of mouth in a B2B setting, or just one form of it. My Trello experience is a great example of internal word of mouth, the coworker referral, but there are other forms, and all of them combine to make word of mouth the single greatest driver of B2B customer growth. Again, that's the single greatest driver of B2B customer growth. Don't believe me? Well, customers say it's the most important influence in their buying decisions. And on the other side, founders say it's the most important customer acquisition channel, whether at the earliest stage of the growth or at scale. Here are some statistics that back that up. 91% of B2B buyers are influenced by word of mouth when making their buying decision. 61% of IT buyers report that colleague recommendations are the most important factor when making a buying decision. McKinsey & Company found that word of mouth is the leading influence in buying decisions in developing markets. And finally, Jason Lemkin says that ultimately, almost all software companies end up getting around 80% or so of their new customers from their existing customers once they hit scale, from referrals, from brand, from word of mouth. On top of all of this, word of mouth also helps you outperform competitors. McKinsey says, for those unsure about actively managing word of mouth, consider this. The incremental gain from outperforming competitors with superior television ads, for example, is relatively small. That's because all companies actively manage their traditional marketing activities and all have similar knowledge. With so few companies actively managing word of mouth, the most powerful form of marketing, the potential upside is exponentially greater. So if you take that, scratch superior television ads for something a little more modern and digital, like AdWords and SEO, then you have the case for B2B word of mouth management. Whether it's gaining a new customer or expanding the volume of that customer, i.e. the number of seats they pay for, word of mouth is most likely the driving force behind that growth. It can work differently for B2B than B2C. And even within B2B, it can work differently between small business customers and enterprise customers. The trick is to know the who, what, when, where, and why. And once you know those things, you can harness word of mouth and even spur it on. So, Why do people share? Well, to dive deep into the psychology of word of mouth, we go to Jonah Berger, a marketing professor at Wharton, who published a book called Contagious: Why Things Catch On. In it, he examines why some products get more word of mouth than others and, quote, how consumers make decisions, how ideas diffuse, and how social influence leads people to imitate or avoid what others are doing. He boils contagion, or viral popularity, if you prefer that, down to six principles. Number one, social currency. Number two, triggers. Number three, emotions. Number four, public or observability. Five, practical value. And six, stories. As I explore word of mouth further and how it works for B2B in particular, I'll point out where Berger's six principles apply. So why do B2B customers share? The most basic reason someone would share is that you've made a great product. You've solved a real problem in a compelling way. Staley Efti of Close.io says, quote, if your product is good and solves a need better than any other existing solutions, you should experience steady growth just from word of mouth. That's a big indicator of product market fit. And if it's not happening, then you know you haven't achieved product market fit yet. End quote. Another reason B2B customers would share is that they want their brand or company to be perceived in a certain way, usually cool or innovative. And here is Jonah Berger's principle number one, social currency. This is especially the case with enterprise customers who are notoriously more careful about sharing which products they use, much less endorsing them. And the question now is, how do you go about encouraging a perception that being associated with your product or company is cool or is innovative? You can focus on your positioning, your branding, and your content marketing. A final reason B2B customers might share is that their experience differs from their expectation. Satisfied customers aren't necessarily the ones who will talk. It's the ones who are surprised, they're delighted by features or benefits that really matter to them. So, underpromise and overdeliver. Jolt your customers out of their expectations in a good way. And here we have Jonah Berger's principle number three, emotion. Where do B2B customers share? Well, the first is the age-old form of word of mouth, which is person to person. 56% of B2B purchasers look to offline word of mouth as a source of information and advice. And while 56% isn't a huge majority, the value of offline word of mouth largely lies in its effectiveness. A trusted source like a family or friend or colleague is what McKinsey calls a high-impact reference. And high-impact references are 50 times more likely to trigger a purchase. B2B customers also share online, and 75% of buyers consulted online views before making purchasing decisions about business software. Online sources are generally considered to be low-impact references. But specifically in the B2B community, online reviews can be a more trusted source because it's all within a qualified network. Readers know reviews are written by fellow business owners, by people who are familiar with the industry or the business model. So in B2B, online reviews might carry more weight than in B2C. A few popular destinations for B2B customer reviews are online directories such as Get App, G2 Crowd, and Finances Online. The next question is, how can you harness the word of mouth that's already out there? Well, the first step is to find out exactly what your customers are saying. Why? Because according to McKinsey, what is said is the primary driver of word of mouth's impact on another consumer. And how? Lincoln Murphy recommends a short, sweet tool for picking up valuable extra information. When a customer says they heard about you from a friend, simply follow up with, "What did they tell you?" It's like listening in on their conversation, insight you'd never get otherwise. It's the real why, as Murphy says. And what do you do next? Well, you use customer word of mouth to drive your content marketing. You can maintain a robust presence online and keep benefits top of mind. If people are frequently reminded of your product, then they're going to talk about it more often. So link your product to parts of their daily environment, associate it with some part of their daily routine. This is Jonah Berger's principle number 2 of triggers. You can also offer advice, tips, and other how-to content based around what you know customers appreciate about your product. McKinsey says the value of B2B word of mouth is less about emotional positioning and more about functional messages. This is Jonah Berger's principle number 5, practical value. Finally, you can write customer stories and testimonials. This is key. Provide customers with a place to share their positive experiences. To learn what your customers really think, gather rich feedback, and craft a knockout customer story, you can read a piece on how to conduct a successful customer interview that we've linked to on our blog. This is Jonah Berger's principle number 6, stories. So beyond the word of mouth that's actually already happening out there, how can you kickstart more word of mouth for your business? The first strategy is to conduct an NPS survey to identify customers with word of mouth potential. The Net Promoter Score metric gauges a simple and timeless customer sentiment. How likely are you to recommend us to a friend or colleague? Each customer gives a score between 0 and 10, which, all averaged together, yields your company's Net Promoter Score. The customers that mark you 9 or 10 are likely to actively recommend your company to others. So when you land in the 9s and 10s for some customers, you know that these are your word-of-mouth targets. If they're not already talking about you, they probably will. So just try directly asking them to recommend your company. Another strategy for kickstarting more word of mouth is to implement a referral marketing program. You can reward in 2 ways. The first is a one-way referral. Ask your existing users to suggest the product to a friend, and when that friend signs up, you reward your existing customer. This benefits the referrer only, thus it's one way. There's also the two-way referral. Ask your existing users to suggest the product to a friend. Then when the friend signs up, you reward both parties. The existing user and the referred customer both benefit. This double-sided incentive model has proven very successful. Trello, in fact, has a great example of a referral marketing strategy. And we've taken some screenshots of their website and put it on our blog for you to check out. But the page for their paid plan, Trello Gold, features their referral marketing program right next to the option to upgrade via payment. And the reward proposition, a temporary plan upgrade to Trello Gold, is laid out very clearly with some extra copy highlighting the benefits you'll enjoy using Trello Gold. Below that, they list the ways to recommend Trello to friends, and with each channel, they link to the appropriate place for quick and easy referring on the spot. Trello even gamifies customer referring performance, displaying a progress bar and total counts of new signups. Gamification like this can motivate a customer to stay active and keep sharing your product. Once you've chosen a way to reward, whether a one-way referral, two-way referral, or some other design that fits your product, then what to offer as a reward is completely up to you. Common ones are a free trial extension, a temporary plan upgrade like Trello, payment discounts, or other perks. So test and see what incentivizes your customers most. But beware offering an incentive that's too high, that's just too good. This can work against you as you're not really promoting true word of mouth. Constant referrals will make it clear that existing customers are acting more for their own benefit and not genuine recommendation. And the pool of potential customers flooded with these referral requests will tune out your brand. Really quick, a note on influencers. There's lots of talk about creating brand advocates through influencers, but it takes serious time and energy to develop these relationships, and there's no solid proof that they're any more effective than the options we just talked about. It's better to utilize the influencer base you already have, your happy customers. You might be asking yourself, well, what about viral marketing? Some products are inherently viral, which is to say they're about sharing or collaborating, such as Dropbox, Hackpad, and Slack. But by and large, virality just isn't baked into most B2B products. Jason Lemkin talks about what's called the low viral coefficient for B2B. He says, quote, "I'd say typically SaaS apps don't have enough customers to see the material economic benefits of viral revenue until they crossed 1 to 2 million in annual recurring revenue at the earliest." Still, there are a couple of simple tactics you can employ to improve your product's reach and exposure. As Kissmetrics put it, virality is the design principle. Make your product as shareable and as visible as possible. This is Jonah Berger's principle number 4, public. First way is to make it really convenient to invite other users. Integrate your product with Google so people can easily fetch email contacts. Provide links right there on the page to social media platforms. And also autofill any messages. Yesware does all of this and more on their referral page, and you can check out a great screenshot of what they do on our blog. Second is that anything a user can share directly from your product, put your logo on it. This is often called passive sharing, and it works whether you provide invoices, reports, designs, email campaigns, etc. MailChimp puts their logo as a footnote at the end of every email sent through their service, which is well over 80 million emails per day. And there's also the familiar powered by widgets. Typeform is an excellent example of this tactic, as you can see in one of their mock surveys. At the bottom of every survey they send, there's a little button that says powered by Typeform. And when you click it, it takes you directly to their create a form page. They're essentially bringing potential users to the point of conversion in an instant. So finally, what are the takeaways here? Well, word of mouth is the single greatest driver of B2B customer growth. Infuse customer word of mouth into your content marketing strategy to amplify its influence. Conduct an NPS survey to identify active referrers in your existing customer base. test a referral campaign to acquire new customers, and insert viral design tactics into your product to make your brand more visible. All in all, you're leaving a lot of opportunity on the table if you aren't paying attention to what your customers are saying. Harness customer loyalty and make it work for you. And of course, you should measure all of the activity and efforts around word of mouth. Put a system in place to capture statistics around referred customers, whether they're coming to you through informal word of mouth, offline, online, and referral marketing campaigns. Then, just optimize as you go and reap the benefits. This episode was produced by myself, Annie Musgrove, and Ed Shelley at the ChartMogul headquarters in the beautiful Mitte district of Berlin. The full text, as well as other resources, can be found on our blog. If you're interested in building a better subscription business, pay us a visit at www.chartmogul.com.